La Grande Illusion is a 1937 film that's set in a prisoner of war camp. And in many ways, it sets the blueprint for this kind of film. It's got tunnel escapes, it's got people plotting against the guards, etc., etc. It's one of the best films by its director, Jean Renoir. And Renoir, in my opinion, is one of the greatest film directors of all time. Whilst there's something of an ensemble cast, as there were in many of Renoir's films in the 1930s, there are two standout performances in this film. One from the great Jean Gabin as a working-class prisoner, and another by Erich von Stroheim, the famous director, who here plays a German aristocrat who's in charge of the prisoner of war camp. The film's something of an attack on nationalism, and the kind of nationalism that would lead Europe into war only a few years later. And it also explores the issue of class across the nations. So it's very pertinent for the time that it was made, but it has lots of resonance, I think, for us today. It's a film that really is about the human spirit. And as a humanist classic and having a humanist outlook, it's all the more poignant when one considers that Renoir was rallying against forces that would lead Europe into one of the most devastating wars of all time. It was really an important film at the time. It remains a really important film now. And I would say it's an absolute must-see for anyone who hasn't seen it.